You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now more than ever, our internet reliance is rapidly increasing. We stream our favourite shows, keep in touch with loved ones, and watch podcasts like The Brew, all on the internet. And we'd like to think that our information is safe, but as our online footprint increases, our information needs to be properly secure, Jay. We need it.
We need that proper security.
Yes.
Surfshark is a VPN service that protects your information by encrypting all the data that you send out through the internet. Another great reason to use VPN is because it can enable you to use services that are sometimes restricted in other countries. So things like Netflix, Amazon Prime, all that sort of stuff. When using a VPN, that lets you access other channels that you might not be able to access from the country that you're in.
And with Surfshark, you can solve that problem by simply changing your location. So you can be on the beach on holiday and set it back to the UK and watch the Premier League games with your normal streaming services.
Currently, Surfshark has an amazing deal. By using the code PADDOCK, you can get 81% off. That's 81%, which just sounds too good to be
ridiculous.
True.
And you also get 3 months free. And with Surfshark, you also get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So use the link in the description and the code PADDOCK for 81% off, 3 months free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Use Surfshark. You can't get better than that, Jay.
Couple of quid a month, you're laughing.
Ludicrous.
He's not seen Wayne's World, has he?
No. He hasn't.
Right, Ange?
Yeah, but yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
Yeah.
Can't complain too much.
How's the redacted?
How's the what?
Redacted. That's he uses that word to avoid talking about certain topics.
All right. Interesting. Put it that way.
Good word.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, this is Angelina Kelly from TalkSport Edge.
Yes.
Joining us. You know who he is. It's that bloke off YouTube and that, isn't it? I'm guessing you're a bit annoyed today.
As opposed to my usual sort of like...
As usual, jovial, sort of
yeah,
cheerful
self.
Because, listen, we respect that, you know, certain decisions have been made, but United games have been postponed. Also, and this is why I thought you might be a bit annoyed, grassroots games have been postponed.
We don't have a game anyway, but right. Yeah.
Which I thought is a bit... Like, listen, you know, I understand why they made that decision, but if you look at, like, what... Well, again, this is going to annoy you even more. Rugby Union have done, which isn't your favourite sport. Well, there's
a sport,
yeah. Okay, let's not get into that debate because I don't even understand it, and I'm not arguing with you about that one. They've done a tweet saying Rugby Union will go ahead this weekend as team supporters come together to honour Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, to be united in our grief and express sorrow at her passing. Rugby at its heart is about community and bringing people together in good times and sad. And there's a bigger statement that I won't bore you with. Kind of makes sense to me.
What I believe it's under is that football requires a bit more policing than people drinking each other's piss. So I think because of the amount of policing required for football, I think a lot of police have been recalled to London for various different duties, and I actually think that is the main reason behind why they've chose to do it, is that under-policing of Premier League stuff. I actually thought when the statement originally came out where the Department for Culture and Media and Sport sort of said, it's up to you lot as organisations to deal with it. I thought, oh, we're going to be on it. And then within, what, 20 minutes or something, it was like, no. Mm.
Yeah.
That makes sense, what you just said, though. And I think if they'd have said that, then listen, you know, logistically, we've got a nightmare. You've got thousands of people going to Buckingham Palace.
It requires policing.
Yeah, you've got people who are having these impromptu sort of celebrations, or not commemorations, I should say.
You know, it's frustrating, obviously. There's people travel from worldwide to watch Premier League football, right? Yeah. Literally the whole globe. That's going to be a nose for all of the people that have come for a postponed to who the Christ knows when that's going to be sort of game. If it was the same time as a funeral, I mean, 12 days of mourning seems a little bit on the excessive side. We would look at Tin Pot Nations and say that's the sort of thing that they kind of do.
Yeah.
I think it would be correct to have nothing going on the day of the funeral. I think that would be fair, right? And I don't think that many people would see their arse with that. But I think when you've got cricket's going on, rugby union's going on, this is going on, cancelling specific sort of things, that's okay, that's not okay. That's
weird. Have
they
announced the boxing yet?
I'm not seen.
Do we know anything about the boxing?
Nothing was going on today, but obviously there's a big fight coming up at the weekend.
Right. But I believe the reason that we're not getting professional football is down to policing.
Mm.
The reason for grassroots, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest.
Mm.
The Clarissa Shields Savannah Marshall match fight has been postponed until October the 15th. So there's quite a few different, like you were saying, Steve, there's different things having different, like rugby's on and, like, you know, the boxing's not. I saw an interesting tweet by Rory Smith, and he was saying that with football, it's like the reaction would be different anyway. Like, when people are saying, oh, right, rugby's going ahead, that's great, and everyone's backing it, would you get a backlash from right-wing media if football went ahead? Do you know what I mean? Would it be like...
It went ahead yesterday.
I know,
it was within an hour and a half of kickoff for a lot of games, but, like... You know, EFL cancelled today's games yesterday, didn't they?
I'm slightly more annoyed at the idea to cancel the grassroots football. Because I feel like, I mean, it's all relative, but if you're going to postpone the football, I think you're right, hotels, people booked hotels, you know that better than anyone. I mean, you've had people coming over to watch Paddock bloody hell from Canada or something. I believe there's someone before flown over for Canada at the Arsenal game. And he went, I'm not got a ticket for this, I've come over to watch Paddock. But you've got people that booked hotels, made flights and stuff like that, or, you know, made arrangements.
And the women's football as well, because a lot of the games were being played in the men's stadiums. And now it's like when they have to rearrange those, it's not just rearranging fixtures. You've got to try and rearrange them to maybe still have them at the men's stadium. So it is, you understand, obviously, but I think for the Women's Super League starting this weekend, it was such a big moment after the Euros. It is sad, but...
Yeah,
grassroots clubs. I mean, grassroots is a very broad term, but if you just said non-league clubs, I don't know if non-league's going ahead.
No, I don't think it is.
I know the EFL was cancelled. Grassroots was cancelled, so is non-league cancelled?
Let me just get my contacts up.
But non-league clubs, that could be very problematic for non-league clubs. You know, they might be relying on the gate for that.
Yeah,
just literally to pay this week's bills. They've probably bought the food in. Ready for tomorrow, that's going to go to waste.
Little things like that don't matter. You know what I mean? You're not being flippant there, you're right. Because it's, you know, you're on such a tight budget.
Non-league clubs, they'll have paid for programmes.
Yeah.
You know, that has to be done Monday, generally. So programme printing be a couple of hundred quid. Food would probably be a grand or so, maybe. You know, beer probably isn't going to spoil for an extra week. But like, for some places that only has the bar for the football team, that might be problematic. And there's tons of other little bits of stuff.
Like transport that you might have booked and paid for.
Yeah, you might not be able to get a refund on it. Like, yeah, if you're playing an away game.
Yeah.
It costs you like 1,200 quid. It costs us 1,200 quid to go to Hashtag.
Yeah.
Really?
On a coach, yeah.
That's like, a lot of money, then.
If we can, like, that game might be cancelled, but you might lose a deposit on that, maybe. Like, there's a lot of non-league clubs that would struggle for that. And I think, you know, the FA coming down and doing that, I think there's a few things playing into this. You know, I saw something she posted before as well, saying something about, you know, loads of people are about to get what they do cancelled. Some people are going to lose work this weekend. Some people are going to have paid for things that they can't then get a refund for, or, you know, train tickets might be non-refundable, and we know how much expensive train tickets can get.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a cost of living crisis in this country, and they're talking about a state funeral that might cost in excess of 6 billion, which is insane. to industry and stuff like that. And some people are getting jubilant about bank holidays and this, that, and the other. And you think, I don't know if that's what we need in the country at the moment.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And, you know, everyone's sort of, like you're saying, feeling the pinch so much that that wage you were going to get that this weekend could be your shopping money next week to buy your food and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not being melodramatic. People are living day by day.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you can't afford to go without that paycheck or whatever. And that is a little bit concerning. And this And let's not forget, you know, we're talking about postponing this as a mark of respect. These games can go ahead and you can show your respect. Listen, Manchester United isn't a club I would say is the most sort of pro-royalist type club you can think of. Yet, there was a minute silence last night, impeccably observed.
Yeah.
There was black armbands, well, there was a sort of reverence. I know it just happened.
All the advertising on as well.
Yeah, there wasn't anyone, there wasn't any pushback on that or people chanting through it or being silly.
No.
And yet, you know, we saw, obviously, other clubs took it a bit further. West Ham, I think, was singing the national anthem, whatever. If the games were ahead this weekend, I fully expect that, you know, the vast majority, if not all, would pay their respects in a meaningful, celebratory, commemorative way. So the idea that showing respect by not having these games is a good idea. It doesn't make any sense to me. Do you know what I mean? If it was like you saying, Steve, logistics, okay, I get that. If it was a case of...
But say it.
Yeah.
We're not be children, about no. It, yeah.
Say, just listen, say, look, yeah,
people no. Can read between the lines.
Thousands of people who weren't expecting are now descending on Buckingham Palace. We've got other people doing things across the country. Mm. We haven't got the police that we thought we had planned for, which is understandable because it's something that, despite our age, wasn't expected. So that makes sense. But when you go in to show our respect, we're going to cancel all the things that you, or postpone all the things you're looking forward to. And I've just got the statement here as well, Steve.
What team does she support?
I don't know.
You do? What Chelsea. Team does she support?
Chelsea, I would have guessed.
Why would you say Chelsea?
I don't know.
Chelsea pensioners and the Royal Crest and all that sort of stuff. Go on. Paddock.
Not that I know of. I'll go and check our records for membership.
Yeah. You know what? I'm amazed he didn't say yeah, knowing you.
I do have a member of the royal family, but it's not this royal family.
Right.
It's the Bahrain royal family.
Of course.
You know what?
Think about what team. What team do you think? So Harry supports Arsenal.
Mm. Right.
Will supports Villa.
Yeah.
Obviously grew up on the whole end. King Charles, I guess he is now, the third.
King Charles the third. Ooh.
What team does he support? I think one of them you'll go, of course. But one of them, there's not a prayer you're going to get.
Right.
Oh my God, I don't know.
Palace.
No. Would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Queen's Park would have been a nice one as well.
Yeah.
Nope.
Ooh. I'm trying to think, like, what does it?
Not West Ham.
Yeah. Really?
Of course it is.
I always thought West Ham would be a bit, you know.
A bit what?
It's a bit working class, isn't it, West Ham? Yeah.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, but if I said to you, which club's the biggest flag shaggers?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you think of the ones that, like West Ham, I think, were singing the national anthem last night. That makes sense anyway, even if she didn't support them.
But yeah, so she's a West Ham fan. Right. You're never getting. Because I went, what? This, like, has someone fucking edited his Wikipedia page here or what?
Like, hang on, Prince of Wales. So is it like.
Yeah,
Cardiff,
so you're thinking Cardiff, Swansea, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, someone like Merthyr Tydfil or something. Yeah. Just to be weird. Nope.
So Charles,
I will give you a clue. It's in the Northwest, which for starters is wild.
Like Accrington Stanley or somewhere.
Who? someone on in the production side of things has said Blackburn.
You're on the right track.
Wigan.
No.
Bolton.
Imagine Wigan.
Burnley.
Burnley.
What?
No.
Shut up.
The King, which is mad to say, isn't it? The King supports Burnley.
Can we change the thumb, please? Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been to Turf
Moor. We are led by a man who supports Burnley. Is this happening?
How cool is this happening? Google it.
No, listen, it's one of those, it's too crazy not to be true. Right, I'm going to
Google it. King Charles III?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I'm doing there.
Maybe they'll name how has that happened? After him or something.
I don't know the backstory, and I will endeavour to find out the backstory if I can.
Right, yeah. So this is in the Daily Star, so it must be true. New King of England, Charles, supports Burnley.
And it's in quotes, though.
Yeah, supports Burnley as in, you know.
Allegedly.
How has Burnley got on? Oh, they've won. Oh, great.
Yeah.
And here's one for you. Has a season ticket, admittedly a VIP season ticket.
Now, I want to know what a VIP season ticket is at Burnley. Because
in Burnley,
£14.86.
Because, like,
comes with a free pie. It's on polystyrene, though.
Yeah.
You get Manchester
under the roof in the VIP section of Burnley. Do you know what I mean? All right, so here we go. It says here, despite being born in Buckingham Palace, London, just in case you remember where Buckingham Palace is, King Charles is...
Where was he educated?
Didn't they ship him off to Wales at some point?
Scotland.
Nah. Oh, yeah, that like boarding school yeah, where they like dead horrible to him and stuff, innit? Yeah. Yeah, because his dad went there, didn't he?
Well, how the other half live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in 2012, it came to light that the newly installed king was a claret supporter. When doing charity work in the area, I love this. This is the sort of thing when I used to be a local reporter, they'd have you out doing. Do you know what I mean?
This is the way Sylvester Stallone supports Everton.
Yeah. Remember when they brought him out on the Everton pitch? He's got his flag, his scarf upside
Tom
down.
Tom Hanks is a Villa fan as well, I think.
Yeah. Did you see why he was a Villa fan?
Nope.
Brilliant. He was on Jonathan Ross and they said to him, like, hey, you're a Villa fan. And he went, yeah, yeah, I love the Villa and all that. And he said, why? And he said, oh, I was at an event in England and they had the telly on and I saw that Villa had lost 3-0 to Blackburn upon Twee or something, he said. And I felt sorry for him. So I thought, I'm going to start supporting him. He said, I've never been or anything, but I hope they do well. And then all the Villa fans have jumped on it, and then they've got a big picture of him at Villa Park. Saying,
shut up, no.
Yeah. It's like, I've literally been to
what do you do if you're Burnley now? If you're Burnley now... And
you're naming a stand, surely.
Yeah.
Surely. I mean, they're in discussions for statues at this point.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
You make a throne in the VIP thing.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
You'd have, like a royal box or something, wouldn't you? Yeah. Maybe name some food and beverage items after him or
like
something.
Like it. I'm going to send you this. Been in London a long time.
This is...
Have pre-printed shirts with King Charles on the back.
I don't even think the term tenuous does this justice.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this to live producer this picture, Ethan or Callum, whoever's on the... so you can... Make sure I've got the right picture there. So you can put this on the screen so we can see how King Charles fell in love with Burnley and became a passionate Burnley supporter.
Has he been to one game? That's all I need to know.
I don't think he has. Right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And here's what they said, right? So when he was in Burnley in 2012, doing a bit of charity work.
Is there a picture there of a shirt as well with HRH?
Oh, sorry. I've given you one picture. There's
he's
a better
one. He's at Turf Moor.
Yeah.
That's a start.
He's at Turf Moor.
And it looks like there's people there too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me send you this other
picture. Did he stay for the whole game?
I mean, though? In fact, there's a whole, you know, there's loads of evidence here that he's a diehard Burnley fan. I've heard that he...
Man and boy, since 2012. Yeah,
and he's nothing... in his spare time, he goes down to Blackburn to fight.
I was going to make that joke.
get into them dingles, he says. Anyone who don't get involved is getting served up when we get back to the palace. So I'll send you a couple of pictures there. When you're ready, just throw them on the screen whenever you're ready.
Would it be good if he was an actual, like, football, like a proper football fan? That was the king.
Would it be good if he was, like, proper frontline hooligan for the Burnley firm? It was one way.
One for starters, mate. He's 73. Imagine also...
Also, he'd have to have, like, a whole army of, like, bodyguards around him if he was kicking off, wouldn't he? Because they're not going to
just to allow him to go up and just, like, hit one person and run.
They're not going to allow the king to fight at football. But it would be great if he did properly give a toss. Do you know what I mean? Like, having some like that because...
Fuming.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see, because isn't fucking he really...
His king's speech is like, and anyway, get stuck into these bastards tomorrow, lads. Come on, you can't tell me that's not amazing. The king's speech and his big fucking gold piano, right? And he's like, and listen, we need three fucking points tomorrow. We got to get out of bottom three. Like,
that would be a lead. That would be... I'm not a royalist. That'd get me on board. It would, even if it's Burnley. I don't particularly like Burnley, it'd just be funny.
Well, it's one of them, isn't it? Like, all these famous people that random as fuck, that really don't support anyone, they go for the most sort of, like, obscure, disarming. Like, William going for Villa.
Yeah. Didn't Cameron go for Villa and he forgot and got mixed up with West Ham once?
He's also claimed Newcastle, I think. Yeah. Tony Blair was Newcastle, wasn't
he? Yeah, because he didn't do head of tennis with Kevin Keegan years ago. But he was asked about his charity work in the area when he went there, Prince Charles, or King Charles, I should say now, why he had chosen the Lancashire club. He responded, Burnley's been through some very challenging times and I'm trying to find ways of helping to regenerate and raise aspirations and self-esteem in that part of the world. Here's some pictures of King Charles. There you go. It's a new signing.
Here we go.
His Royal Highness. There are no people there.
Is that a Burnley badge on his shirt as well?
There you go. He's with some people from the local area. So, yeah, he's diehard. Yeah, he's part of the Turf Moor Massive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I would never have guessed that in a million years. Oh yeah, I've got another one. This is even better one. There's loads of pictures. Here's one. He's absolutely.
To be fair, they're all on the same
buzzing.
Day.
Buzzing. Yeah.
To be fair, though,
it's not like an annual visit that they've got loads of pictures.
To be fair, though, I've seen.
If you're Burnley, you're on the phone though today, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Like, listen,
we'd like to invite you. Yeah.
We're opening a toilet or something. Like, whatever you want to open, we're opening it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen certain Manchester United influencers doing stuff like this, haven't we? To be fair, loads of pictures on the same day make it look like they've been there loads. You know what I'm on about.
Yeah, Maka.
Didn't want to say it. Yeah. It's only been once. He just took loads of pictures when he went.
In 1997.
Yeah. So we've got another picture there that we can share. So there's a bit of randomness. In fact, get involved. Give us your random football supporters. Who supports who? Don't make it up. It's got to be true. And we'll have a look at that.
They're going to lie.
But that's true.
You
did,
I know you said no lying, but they're going to lie.
They are going to. But we can check it out, can't we? Because usually there are some sort of this evidence or there's an interview or there's some sort of thing behind it. I wanted to read out, just while we're finding out of a picture, the statement, because you asked about the grassroots, and it says here, this is from the FA.
Steps 1 and 6, yeah. And grassroots.
Yeah, so it's tiers 3 and 7. Matches across all grassroots football in England will be postponed. We know about Premier League, the EFL as well. And then there's obviously some messages there. So they've gone down that route of postponing it. The funeral's next week after next, isn't it? On the Monday, so there could be more postponements, I'm thinking.
Is it Monday? Is it confirmed?
That's my brother's wedding.
Is it?
Monday, the 19th.
Yeah, we've got the other picture. Show the other picture of that. Look at that. Hey.
He's buzzing.
He's absolutely loving life at Turf.
Oh, is that like a commemorative pen there or something they're giving him? Or what is that in that box? It looks a bit...
Yeah. I didn't even know they had pens in Burnley.
Yeah, if I'm Burnley today, I'm making a throne out of one of the director's boxes.
Yeah. you're knocking Burnley through socials, to make one big box.
That, aren't you? Hey, do you know what I mean? You've got to make the most out of that one. The king supports Burnley. So I think...
Has he ever been? Don't ask questions, you don't want to.
Yeah, don't worry about that. He's been enough. Yeah? He knows where it is.
You know, it's a long journey for him from London, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cutting some slack.
What laws can you enact as a king? Because I'm thinking, if you're a Burnley fan, how are you fucking Blackburn around? On Derby Day, like legal to just fucking smash.
Have you ever been to the East Lancashire Derby?
Jay, no.
Right. I don't know why I asked you that. Sorry. I thought I was talking to Andy Mitten for a minute. I used to cover it in my job. I think it's the most arrests per person, or like, you know, in terms of ratio in the country.
And also black pudding.
Right, that makes sense. And if you ever go there, like, whichever ground it's at, because it's not that far away, it is like martial law. Like, you cannot just walk around. They have, like... 2,000 coppers or whatever, everything's like, you know, riot police and all that. It is proper, proper violent. Like, unreal. And you wouldn't think it because it's quite small. And there's only like, what is it, 18,000, 20,000 per turf more or something?
Well, Blackburn.
Blackburn's about the same, isn't it? You're a minute away as well at Blackburn. First, Elmer Chin says, here from South Africa for my first away day.
And oh, see?
Gutted. And you can't even offer him the... Had it consolation, can you come watch you guys because you're not on either?
We're going to do shooting practice tonight if you want to go to Turn Moss and stand there and get pissed down because it's well raining.
Matthew Callahan says Mike Tyson, Peterborough United.
No, he wore a United shirt, didn't he? Just for wind up merchant stuff, I think. Do you ever see the interview he's done with Ricky Hatton? Ricky Hatton's explaining that he's a City fan. He's like, who's this Manchester City?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of Manchester United, but never Manchester City.
That's good.
He's good at the boxing ones.
Yeah.
Jake Hammond says Amanda Holden supports Everton. I mean, that could be true. That doesn't really sound that. That.
I have no comment to make whatsoever.
I think these are all made up, which is fine. Keep them coming. Yeah. The funny, Hugh Jackman supports Norwich City.
I think that might be true.
Boney M was a Spartak Moscow supporter.
Entire group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ross Murphy says, Stephen Alston's impressions, laughing emoji. Patrick Stewart supports Huddersfield.
Yeah, I can buy that.
Yep.
Shot by Kieran says, I'm manager of an under-8s team and our game has been cancelled tomorrow. Yep, I think there's a few of them. That's
it's happened with it, and it, you know, it's one of them.
Apparently, I don't remember this happening at the time. I had a match, and I remember doing a minute silence for when Diana passed away. We had a tournament, and it was a
that was 97, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was the 31st of August, 97.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Which means the Premier League would have been on that weekend. I don't know if that's a Sunday or a Saturday. Was it a Saturday night? Sunday morning?
It was a Saturday night, because I remember I went raving, got back to my mate's house. We was in his kitchen.
Obviously.
Right.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. 3 a.m. in the kitchen, you know what was going down.
Yep.
And then
I was gonna get this kettle.
Yeah. The news came up that Dodi was dead at first and Diana was like seriously injured, and then we were like, well, then you feel yourself, you know, going straight under.
Yeah.
Like, because normally you wouldn't care, but you've had a few disco biscuits and all of a sudden, you know, the world's crumbling. And then it came out that Diana had passed away. And then, yeah, we spent, you know, the next few hours doing what she would have wanted.
I got a full-on lecture for not remembering that Diana had died. Like, my mum had a full...
How old were you at the time? Because I was 17.
She was like, what do you mean you don't remember? I was like, well, 3-year-old Angelina 13, was yeah. not...
12,
yeah.
13.
Mm. Black Wolf, thanks for your super chat. There's nothing on it. Yeah, I'm not going to read some of these. Mike, I almost went to that. I thought, oh, no, I won't.
Which one? You don't know that for sure.
No. George Clooney supports Derby County. James Barber says Stephen Howson is a Green Bay Packers fan.
Yeah, man and boy since last year.
Passion. DB Cooper says, Jay, can you please ask Ange to do her Mike Tyson impression?
I couldn't even.
Do you do a Mike Tyson?
No, I've right. not. Right. I don't. I'm not known for doing one. So. No.
Santa Knott says Cameron Diaz is a Brentford fan.
I reckon that's probably true.
Tom Hanks, big Villa fan. Yeah, we've...
Yeah, keep up. It was only 20 minutes ago.
Did you actually listen to what's going on over here? What? We spoke about that. I did like an anecdote about it.
You know, good anecdote.
Google celebrity United fans. Let's see who the
weirdest
United
you always get some weird ones.
Because
yeah.
you're just like, nah.
I do you know what, right? Other than obviously present company accepted, but we've got some horrible fans.
Yeah.
I mean, celebrity fans. Some of our celebrity fans. Right, top of the list, Eamon Holmes. Yeah. There you go. Can't stand
Usain
it.
Usain Bolt's a good one.
Yeah, Usain Bolt's mid. Yeah, I like Russell Watson. He's Earlham's finest. He goes to the same school as my kids. Or he went to the same school as my kids, obviously.
How old is he now?
Exactly, yeah.
I went to school with one of his cousins or something.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, man, there's one for your Twitter bio.
Yeah, there we go.
Went to school with Russell Watson's cousin. But that was like when we were picking a school for the kids. That was like Mrs. one of her selling points. Russell Watson went to this school. Oh, that case.
How old is he now? Oh, so it's 40 years ago.
Was he the one that was on cool. I'm a Celeb not that long ago?
Yeah, yeah, he's an opera singer. We've got Justin Timberlake.
Have we?
I'm going to question this one. Steve Coogan, yep.
Superb.
Steve's going to give you a little bit of insight. Ian McShane.
Lovejoy.
Lovejoy, also his dad, I think, or his uncle played for United in the 50s. Gary Rhodes.
Chef, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he might have passed away.
I think he's passed. I don't want to be, you know, not being funny. Tom York, the musician.
Was he R.E.M.?
Get out. Radiohead.
Same thing.
Right, hang on a minute. Where's the big man? Ulrika Johnson. Really? Since when? Kim Marsh. That shows you, doesn't it, how far Mick Hucknall's fallen. He doesn't even make the top 10.
I know, I was going to say, where is he?
Well, it's just a list of 10 celebrities. I presume, I didn't know if it was. Yeah, it's top 10 celebrity fans. Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report.
Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah, there's a better one here. Because I was about to say, there's one they missed off. Right, so you've got 10.
Megan Fox. See, that's a load of fucking old ass.
Right, look, this is elite. This is elite.
Oh, no.
My God.
Right, number 10 is Megan Fox on the list of top 10.
Number 9's pretty good.
Rey Mysterio is number 9. This is amazing. Someone's just making this up, aren't they? Number 8 is Justin Timberlake. Apparently, he's attended plenty of games at Old Trafford.
Has he, though?
Yeah. Mm. And he's been spotted in a Manchester United kit on social media. Maybe does like a P. Diddy thing where he wears different kits for different occasions. Or Snoop Dogg does that, doesn't he? Rory McIlroy?
I've seen him at the game.
Rory McIlroy?
Yeah, I've heard he's quite a legit fan. Mm.
Stormzy, my eldest daughter got a picture of Stormzy at Old Trafford. And the woman next to my missus said, look, how are you doing there?
No, shut up.
She did. And missus went that storm then.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
He's regular there, though.
I know, he is. Yeah, he's like, regular. He's a proper fan. He's not one of these. He's like an actual fan. Right. I think this deserves an asterisk next to it. I'm questioning the validity of this one, but I'm only, this is the list I have to read.
So how's anyone told him about what's going on with the Glazers, by the way?
Stop. That ain't true.
Please read it out, Steve.
Number five on a top 10 celebrity... single, please, thank you. Number five on a top 10 celebrity Manchester United fans is Kim Jong-un. I've got no comment to make on that whatsoever.
Wait a minute.
Probably a better owner than the Glazers.
This is the most bizarre description of Kim Jong-un I've ever read in my life. This isn't how I describe him, by the way.
I think it's how he describes him.
Yeah, I think, has he written this? The enigmatic leader of North Korea has often remained tight-lipped on a lot of things. But one thing that's made public frenzy was his reported affection for the Red Devils. What?
I'm going to need to see some evidence of this.
Yeah.
And it goes on to say...
Has he ever tweeted up the fucking Reds?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen him?
Has he ever fucking hashtag glazed out or what?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing him in the Stretford End. Many sources have also claimed that the autocratic leader sought to purchase the club from the Glazers. It gave just the incentive for the tabloids and papers in England to take the mickey out of the situation. Yeah, because they always need an incentive, don't they? Floyd Mayweather, he did that to Ryan Patton, didn't he, Floyd Mayweather?
1,000%.
Yeah, Usain Bolt, he is a proper fan. Mm-hmm. MS Dhoni, the iconic Indian captain, is another cricketer who supports and follows the Red Devils. Number one, Elon Musk. Now, he did a tweet.
This list is shit.
Yeah.
I want to know who out of Corey is a fan. This is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey. I want all the shit ones.
Yeah, there's got to be some Corey fans.
Right, yeah. This website's...
That one, definitely. I've been on this one before.
Pride of Manchester website.
Oh, yeah. Number one, Aaron Starkey. Shout out Slow Readers Club.
Yes, your mates.
There you go. Adam Thomas, was in Emmerdale.
Yep. Adrian
this
Morley.
Is the list we're here for.
Adrian Morley. I've interviewed him. Top man. The rugby league player.
Alexandra Burke. The one that reckons that she created There's an Elephant in the Room.
Really?
She had a song called Elephant in the Room, and she genuinely apparently believed that she created that entire metaphor.
Have you got any evidence that she did?
That's like Britney with her 6 second 100 metres, isn't it? Did you ever see when she posted that? Hey, that is amazing. I love that, honestly.
So, yeah, we need to get Alexander this
Burke. Can we get Adrian Morley on the brew? Adrian Morley was my icon growing up as a rugby league player.
He's mint him. I've interviewed him, and I remember doing the Challenge Cup final and was like in the Wigan dressing room, whatever.
Do you know when the Class of 92 played Salford? When Salford was bought by the Class of 92 lads, they had a game at the AJ Bell, do you remember?
Yeah.
We got behind the scenes access. Like, we actually got dressing room access, and there was like, you know, skulls and gigs and all the rest of that sort of stuff. And I was a little bit cool for school, and I was a bit over getting a selfie or anything with these. And then Adrian Morley walked past, and I fucking emptied it. And I was like, fucking come here.
Love that. I've had a message from Ronaldo Brown who says this.
Yeah, but you don't.
Right.
Come on, have a sniff. Sandalwood, Jay.
Smells lovely, that. Ronaldo Brown, who's recently turned 24, because he loves a troll.
He's also joined the human race recently, apparently, as well.
I don't even want to know. He says, read Justin Lloyd's comment, and Justin Lloyd's comment is, tell Steve his beard looks like it stinks.
It doesn't. It
smells lovely.
It smells of sandalwood because I waxed it.
He don't miss a trick, does he, Ronnie? He's just waiting for the one in. Get on that. Hey.
You think he'd have, like, you know...
Oh, you're reading his bad books you the other day, anyway. You had to be prompted to wish him happy birthday.
I said, happy sweet 16, hope you have a good day. Like, what?
Alexandra Burke. Done? Babe.
Alexandra
Andrew
Burke.
Not, who's he?
No, Tyrone off Covey's on there as well.
Of course he is.
Absolute legend.
Yeah.
And Andy Wyman.
Top lad, Andy Wyman. We're going to get him on the brew, actually. We need to message him back. We're not supposed to him for it.
I'll tell you something off air about Andy Wyman. Crawler.
Is it going to be somewhere where I go, we're not getting him
on? Oh, yeah, Crawler's not on any of them lists.
Crawler, the best fighter ever.
Brad Pitt.
I need receipts.
What? Brian Blessed, that's what I'm here for.
Bill Oddie. What's funny about a body?
Bugsy Malone,
yeah.
I don't think that's true. I think he's a City fan.
He's a City fan as well. H is a United fan.
Yeah, H is a United fan.
Clive Tildesley.
Conor McGregor.
There was a picture of him as a kid.
Danny Boyle. Love Danny Boyle.
Mm. See, these are the ones that you're
Leanne
here for.
Leanne Sanderson, she is.
Santan Davey is. Remember when he tweeted, yep. I can't tweet again until Ollie's gone.
Yeah.
And then we kept winning, so he did tweet. Derek Chisora, he is. He wore a 1985 Manchester United shirt in his fight, or before his fight against
There's
Klitschko.
Some fucking random. Fred Dunn, obviously.
Tyson Fury.
Gaz Whelan, I know him. Goldie, apparently. Jeffrey Boycott, who gave the best interview on MUTV you will ever see. Have you ever seen that?
It's awful.
It's awful. It's like, why they let him on MUTV, the official channel of the club, I will never know. But it is gold.
A lot of Jamies.
Yeah, and I don't really recognise many of them. Oh, James Nesbitt, yeah, we know he's a big United fan. He's done all the bits. Jamie Moore, yeah, good lad. Jennifer Saunders.
Anyway, this is really shit, telly.
Yeah, it's sorry. Well, you stop reading them out, then that didn't help.
I was interested.
John Cooper Clark. John Virgo, John Squire,
Cooper Clark, right?
Julia Roberts.
Hands down, the best voice in Manchester.
100%.
Did I just read Julia Roberts?
Yeah, Julia Roberts.
Obviously.
She's a massive United fan.
Pretty Woman was filmed in Ancoats.
Yeah, it was.
What are you laughing at?
Of course it was, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
She loves United, her.
Yeah.
Guess who her favourite player was?
Go on.
Have a guess.
I don't know.
Have a guess.
Yeah. I don't know, Paul Scholes. I ain't got a clue.
There's no way what? It wasn't Norman Whiteside. You're full of shit. She was massive in the 80s. It was clearly Big Norm.
Yeah, it's got to be Big Norm there. These just make Michael Everton, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Michael Lavelle, yeah, there's loads of there, but they're all like, there's a right mix. Ollie Mears, oh God. Anyway, any road. Talking of Manchester United.
We wasn't.
Drolston's finest, made his debut yesterday. I thought that'd perk you up, wouldn't it? Great. That was the only good bit of news last night. What was a bit of a shit show at Old Trafford. Seeing Charlie McNeil.
That's tipped the balance. So now it's serial killers 15, United players 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Drolston has a reputation. Some would say warranted for, you know, being home to a lot of serial killers. Mm. Great to see Charlie McNeil getting on. He might get some opportunities this season because we can't buy anyone. We've got a 37-year-old striker. We've got another one who's made of glass at the minute. And we've got Marcus Rashford playing down the middle, who is doing all right, but he can't play every game. No. So hopefully Charlie McNeil will get a few games. And
especially in Moldova next week. I'd throw him in.
Yeah, so it was great to see. Got a lot of time for Charlie McNeil. And yeah, it's probably a season before I expected. I thought next season he might, because I'm a big fan of his, but I just thought it might be a bit too soon. But, you know, little cameo last night, and hopefully it's the first of many, because there's a lot to like about him. He absolutely loves scoring goals, doesn't he, at every level. Was it City when he...
Yeah, only scored 600 goals at City.
Yeah, I thought that was a typo when I read that. It wasn't. Mm. He just kept scoring goals. Came to United, kissed the badge against City when he scored against them as well, which is great to see. And long may it continue. I mean, there wasn't much to shout about last night, was there? But, you know, him getting a bit of a chance.
Well, Joe, what? It's one of those, isn't it, that you hope ends up being a trivia question in years to come, because it means he's gone on and achieved something. Who did Charlie McNeil make his debut against?
Yeah.
Like Real Sociedad in the Europa League. Did he score? Did he fuck? Like, but 194 goals later, who knows?
That tells you what he's doing in training as well, doesn't it? Ten Hag doesn't just dish out debuts to nobody, to anyone. He's obviously doing the right things in training. And
Wasn't on the tour, was he either? Or did he go on the tour? I can't remember. He didn't play.
I've spoken to a few people who know Charlie McNeil, and from what Gabriel does, not ITK by any stretch of imagination, you know I'm not, but he does put in the effort in training as well. And
from a big family of Reds.
Yeah, massive.
Which I think if he ever does score, you might go, ah, there they are.
But I love that as well, because all of them were on Twitter last night, like buzzing. Which you'd be buzzing, wouldn't you? If your cousin or your brother or whatever playing for Manchester United, a diehard.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
No.
You know, I want to know. I mean, people go, oh, you favour Academy players. Yeah, I do. Right, yeah. I'm no bones about it. If I know that, it doesn't matter where they're from. You know, if you grew up, like if Garnacho seemingly is a United fan growing up, idled Cristiano Ronaldo growing up, when he scores for United, it's going to go off because he's going to go off.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the same thing when you know that them or their dad have stood in the Stretford end, you know the feeling that they're going to have, and they've done everything that we want to do. All of us, you know, even Jay now still there is going, I bring my boots sometimes, just on the off chance. You know what I mean? You never know, right?
I love as well, it gets so specific, this thing with like, you love academy players, you love them when they're from like Manchester, anyway, but when they're from your area, that's even better. That's like an alley.
Listen, one of your own. Clip this up right now. I am never going to criticise anything he does ever. I am driving the bandwagon and the propaganda wagon for him. It's over. Like, that's it. He's 10 out of 10 last night. And it'd be 10 out of 10 for the next 48 games he plays. Even when they fuck him off on loan at fucking Oldham or whatever, it'd be the biggest mistake this club's ever made.
I kind of...
I make no apologies either.
I kind of agree, right? And I kind of feel like I've got it. And maybe I shouldn't even say this, but I was walking to Old Trafford once, and I was with my missus and my kids, and someone's staring at me. And I'm like, I'm always a bit wary. They're going to be like, yes, Jay, love what you do. Or
Is it going to be like that woman at the when you went to Leeds away?
Oh, yeah. Spitting on me and racially abusing me. And he went...
Triple fault for going to Leeds.
That was before I left my house. And, and he says, Jay, when are you bringing back the academy review? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I love it. You talk about our Charlie. You know, Charlie went, yeah, and he pointed, and there's Charlie McNeil, and I'm his dad, and went, all right. I'm like, I'm never criticising him again.
Yeah.
Which we didn't, because we praised him, because he was banging in the goals for fun. But no, I'm with Steve. Do you know what? I love what you said, Steve, a few years ago, like, especially with the academy and the youngsters, you should get behind him. Get behind him. And I'm not saying you can be, like, just blind to all the players at United. You can, when players deserve criticism, deserve it, but... For the youngsters coming through, we should be supporting them.
You've got to see them do well.
Yeah, it's difficult. They're coming into a world of social media where a lot of them are on social media. They're seeing those comments about them that can be getting in their head. They're watching YouTube and they're seeing, if you're having a go at some 18-year-old because he's, you know, had a bit of a stinker or whatever, it ain't going to help him.
No.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it's the sort of thing that can actually affect them. Do you know what I mean? Someone like Cristiano Ronaldo ain't going to be bothered if someone on Instagram saying he's rubbish. Some of these youngsters will, and it's like, what are we doing here? We're United fans or not? But you know, last time checked, we are. So I think you're right, and I'm not apologising for getting behind the youngsters. I think it's only the right thing to do.
That's who we are as a fucking football club.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the first time George Best gets on the pitch and he's, you know, he misses a fucking step over and he goes out for a throw-in or something like that? I'm like, fuck him off.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine?
Yeah. I saw it with Marcus on his debut against Midtjylland, where we used to sit in Jay. And you know, for the Europa, like the different people turn up, don't they, that aren't the usual. You know everyone who sits around you when you've got a season ticket. And there's these two guys, and they'd obviously been in the, on the beer all day, and they're levered. And Marcus is making his debut, he's 18 years old. You get him behind him, aren't you, the kid, because he'd sort of been leapfrogged, Danny, into the team.
Oh, he was nowhere.
Like, he was nowhere near it. And he's having a bit of a ropey one in the first half, and they're hammering him. Like, fucking shit. Like, absolutely crucifying the kid. And people are telling him to pipe down and shut up, and then he bangs in two goals, and they fucked off. They literally left with like 20 minutes to go. Oh. What are you even doing here? Is that, do you know what I mean? Like, what's
that? You're just there to heckle. Yeah.
Everyone watches an academy player score and feels it, I think. Like, and we've had some brilliant academy debut goals as well. You know, from, I mean, Makeda, not really academy, was bought, wanted, but like, you know, from Makeda coming on and scoring to James Wilson scoring. And like, it's mint when you watch an academy player score a goal. Mm. It's just something so pure about the celebration.
Yeah.
They've worked like pretty much their entire lives to do that.
Sacrificed a mint. Lot, like, what's a lot the, of work, yeah.
What's the biggest one you've got wrong, academy wise?
I'm flawless, Jay.
Ah, yeah. Is there video evidence that says otherwise? Because the might be. I don't know.
Fosu Mensah went a bit bananas on, but that was
interesting. I remember me and you did a video once, and I said, what about Pogba and Fosu Mensah in midfield? He said, you're not allowed to do that, Jay. It's too good. And I agreed. I
thought Angel could have done a bit more, but... He's playing first team football in France, top flight. I mean, he's not exactly doing bad.
Was the one where you went, this
that,
kid?
That was definitely a name that I was... a little bit disappointed, like I expected a little bit more. My hopes were maybe a little bit too high, but like you say, you know, it's not like he's doing terribly now.
I'm a bit older than you lot. Simon Davis. Yeah. I was telling people that listen, thankfully it wasn't social media or any photographic or video evidence of it. Forget Beckham and Scholes and all them lot. It's Simon Davis who's making this team tick.
Would you think Nicky Butt was a superstar in that team?
Yeah.
Nicky Butt was unreal in that 92 side.
Yeah. And he had the physicality that somebody else didn't until a bit later, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because Beckham was a bit skinny, wasn't he? And Scholes was tiny, but Butt was like a man. Was he 19 or something when he played at the new camp?
17, I think he might have been.
Jesus wept.
God.
No, he must. He couldn't have been 17.
He must. I'm thinking 9.
Yeah,
but
I think he was a teenager, I think.
Yeah, thrown in there, you know, with a bunch of resis because the three foreigners were.
Yeah, anyway, Roy Keane can't play because he's Irish, and Brian Giggs can't play despite being homegrown because he's Welsh, and Dennis Irwin can't play, and Matt Hughes
can't play. Shockey can't play, Scottish.
Can't play, and Schmeichel can't play. So Gary Walsh, Nicky Butt, Phil Neville. Couple of lads.
Yeah, what? We're playing our reserves at Barca away.
Who have they got? They got a Stoichkov and Mario.
They're arguably the greatest team ever. Do you know what I mean? It was like we were lucky we only got beat 4-0.
Absolute shagging.
Divine says, why did Angelina, yeah, you're getting absolutely criticised there, and rightly so, not continue the new podcast with Alexis from ESPN? I love R and Joe, but I was looking up to something fresh. Well, Angelina's got a new podcast with Kirsten.
I know, still here.
She's still here. Yeah, don't worry.
You told Andrew what we had as a name for that podcast.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, just asking.
And I'm certainly not going to do it now. Sure. You can discuss that later.
Okay.
It was nothing bad.
Mm. No, the podcast is still going.
Yeah. Going strong.
Yeah. No, we're still doing it.
Kirsty pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
How long has she got left?
Not long. Weeks.
Yes, we might have had to postpone a few things because Kirsty's, you know, gone and got herself pregnant.
Got a little Lissandro Shelton on the way, or what?
Yeah.
You are, sorry?
Little Lissandro Shelton on the way, or what?
Yeah. So, when Kirsty's back from maternity, I presume, is it going to be post-baby? Or
is what going to be post-baby?
The next episode?
Well, yeah, I would imagine. I don't really want to just like carry on and just leave her, you know.
No, because you're not going to do it on your own. You're not going to do it with someone else. You're going to do it together. You two.
No, yeah. Of course. Like, we're not going to leave her, behind and just sack her off and bring someone else in. No,
But no, you've had some good guests on there, man. So go and check out. That'll be coming back soon. Well, whenever Kirsty's ready. Abhinav Verma says. Oh, right. I heard Old Trafford Roof was also mourning. Old Trafford Roof, there was all these pictures, videos doing the rounds of leaks, weren't there, in the roof?
First time it's proper raining a bit.
You know what?
Which is not excusing it. Like, it shouldn't be pissing leaking, should it? Let's be honest. But, like,
no,
we've had loads and loads of dry games recently, and it absolutely tipped it down the last couple of days.
There's a link in the chat as well for our merchandise. Make sure you check it out. People asking about the mugs you can see here. You've got the Martinez one. You've got the Ten Hag one. You've got another Ten Hag one. We've got all sorts of different merchandise. There's a link in the chat. Go and check it out. Got mugs, T-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies. You get 20% off if you buy 2 or more items. Use the code PADDOCK20.
I've got a request.
Of course.
I want a Charlie McNeil Drawson's top serial scorer.
Okay.
I want killer crossed out and scorer.
We'll discuss this.
No, we won't. We're doing it. Get it done. Graphics guy, get it done. How many have we sold? Are you
showing to graphics guy?
Do we not have a graphics guy?
So as often you come down here.
Game's
not the graphics
gone,
guy
lads.
For about 12 months. Graphics guy, hurry up with that, bro. right, we will do something. Yeah, okay, we'll discuss it.
Are we going to go overboard on another youngster? Fucking right we are.
Yeah, we are. Do you know what? I don't make any apologies for that. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, all
fuckers
all
are living the dream.
Yeah. Ah, mate, it's good that to see, isn't it? Jake Hammond says, I'm an Arsenal fan. You are funny to watch. Thanks, Jake.
Not as funny as you are.
Okay. Have you got Jake? Have you got over the loss to us yet?
Oh, you're still going on about
the meltdown
fouls.
Of all meltdowns.
Oh,
wasn't
some
it?
Of the meltdowns down in London were like people like were voice noting me like when Saka scored, like yeah, and it's just like it just went dead silent. I was just sending like a gif of like listening, like are you all right? Like, has something happened to you? Have you got nothing else to say now? It was very very enjoyable. Yeah,
your Mancunian self.
Yeah.
Must create so much shit in London.
Yeah.
Because there's a Sarky Mancunian bird twang to stuff.
Oh, people cannot keep up with the banter. They cannot keep up with the roastings. Yeah, it's a struggle.
How did he get on? No disrespects, Andrew. Mm. You go way back. How did he get on with the resting bitch face? You've got, talk about serial killers. I used to work with Andrew. I used to sit opposite her. And sometimes I used to say to her, have I done something wrong to you?
Yeah, because like, I
look across the table
face,
like she was going to jump across there and stab me in the eye with a pen.
And that's I might just have like to do it a few times.
Yeah,
to be
that's, to be fair.
But yeah,
yeah. Almost did happen.
No, I've not had them that many bad reports about the resting bitch face. I think maybe because in London people are very like busy and like fuming anyway, so maybe more people have that kind of face. I don't know, but no, I've been doing all right. But yeah, I've been causing a bit of havoc, obviously, to the Arsenal fans because even winding Darren Bent
it's,
up and stuff
it's
like
an
that.
Easy bite.
Hello, hello. I'll name that's dropping. All, yeah. Hey, listen,
name
it real
dropping.
Thing.
And, I know.
You see the state of Joel on Monday though.
What's going on that channel anyway? Why was he in sunglasses and what was he on the cake and everything going on? It was all chaos.
Me and Rio was eating cake.
Right, all right, I like that. I'll give you that one.
And literally just to rub it in Joel's face because he over celebrates. He's an Arsenal fan, so he over celebrates. Mm-hmm. Everything's a crisis when it's not. And when they've won something, they're great. They beat five teams in relegation and then get smacked up by United.
It was one of them, wasn't it? It was like. I felt if we'd have lost that going down there, it would have been horrible, wouldn't it? Because it's like, there's nothing worse than them lot.
Yeah.
Like, even with City, I hate City.
There's not loads of them, is there?
No, and there's, like, really there's only four of them.
You can manage them.
You're used to it.
Yeah.
The Scousers, no one cares. They get, they're irrelevant because they just go berserk about anything all the time. Mm. But Arsenal fans, there's something different there, isn't there? They just get so
And a lot of the ones that I was talking to, like, oh, yeah, I stopped watching after, like, whatever goal and stuff. And I'm just like, well, you're not even a proper fan anyway. No. I must call out one Arsenal fan that I know who claims to be, big Arsenal fan, stopped watching the game halfway through and also didn't even know that one of the players had gone on loan.
Was he from an Arsenal fan from the noughties? What's going on with him?
Hey, I know.
Do you still think Wenger's the manager?
So that's what you're dealing with these Arsenal fans. They claim they're fans, but they're not.
Don't want to disturb you there.
Sorry.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm having, for those that was wondering why Paddock didn't have a game, we're having absolute nightmares with facilities at the moment, and I've just had a message I need to action at the moment. On
right. Whilst he's actioning that message, Ange, where can people find you?
They can find me on the TalkSport Edge app. Obviously, find me on social media. Not that many people called Angelina Kelly. So, yeah. Search
really?
Really?
I thought it'd have been loads.
No, it's not that many. I know one other Angelina in Manchester. Yeah. That's it.
You know her, she's your mate.
I do actually know of her, yeah. So, I'm not like best mates with her. But
you know
yeah.
what I mean? You say hello if you see her or not.
Yeah, of course.
That's right. So go and check out the TalkSport Edge app. Or you can see Ange on there doing God's work. Where are you nowadays? What are you up to?
Well, the game's being called off. Right. I don't know. I was debating going doing Tough Mudder at weekend, but I'm not going to go and do it now. Because
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Well, no one wants to do it.
What do you mean no one wants to do it?
It's like £125 to book it this late. So, it's a bit spendy.
You don't need people with you, do you?
I'd rather not do it on my own because I'm liable to try and push too hard. Like I did a bit last night I did a hike at midnight last night and I found myself wanting to run loads of it. And I'm not allowed. So.
Don't do things by halves, you do, son.
No, so if I don't do it with someone, to be like, ease it. Yeah.
You need a certain mental toughness to do something like with you.
What I'll end up doing is I'll end up running, I'll end up pulling something and I'll be stuck in the woods on my own and not being able to get back. So I didn't want to do that.
That's probably for the best, to be fair. But hopefully, when games are back on, you can go and check Steve out, Stretford Paddock. Go and check him out on Rio's channel and his own channel, of course. There's loads of channels he's on. And make sure you're subscribing to this channel too.
We got a video coming out in 5 minutes. Worry with Cristiano Ronaldo over on my channel.
On your channel? Me. What do you mean, The Worry with Cristiano Ronaldo?
Well, you'll find out if you click on the link, won't you?
Very good. Nice. So go and check that out. We've got an interview with James Ducker coming out on this channel as well. We got him from The Telegraph. We got him on a whole load of subjects as well, so make sure you check that out. Don't forget as well to subscribe and check out the merch and all that jazz. Ange, thanks for coming on the channel again.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure. I think you're back on, aren't you, soon?
Yeah.
Getting our money's worth out of you now, you're in Manchester.
Yeah. Now I'm here for a bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know where to find Steve. I'm a Jay. This has been The Brew. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.